air problems. In withdrawal, people can have issues related to the air. I don't know why I pronounce air, air, or air. Anyway, it's E-A-R. And so people describe a pain in the air or a feeling of the air being blocked or feeling as if partially deaf. I had pain in the air. I had a numbness in the air, actually. So yes, there's that numbness as well. And I felt like I had an ear infection, but I didn't. So if you are having issues related to your air, your hearing, or any sort of feeling that it's impacted with wax or blocked by something else, a foreign object in it twitching in the air. The other thing that people get, apart from the tinnitus or tinnitus, which I will speak about separately, is a feeling of water in the air or whooshing in the air. So if you are having any of these issues, of course you can go to the ear, nose and throat specialist or to your GP or primary care physician just to have it checked. You know, make sure it's not impacted with wax or anything like that. But more than likely, as is usually the case, is that there will be nothing wrong, or the doctor will say, you know, I can't find anything wrong. All the diagnostic tests will be normal, and then you'll know for sure this is withdrawal related. As it's withdrawal related, it will go just like all the other symptoms. So you find ways of dealing with it. I remember I used to do all sorts of things, like throw warm olive oil, because I was convinced I had an ear infection. And so I'm not saying do this, by no means try any of the things. I'm just telling you, you know, to sort of let you know how desperate I was and how desperate one can feel. Because these are not, you know, when you have an ear infection and it lasts, you know, for a little while, in withdrawal, these things can go on and on and on. And so it's always good, as I said, to get it checked. And then once you know it is withdrawal related, to just wait it out and know that it will pass, okay? So take good care of yourself and keep going.